Hey everyone, welcome back to Nightlycom. I'm your host, Jake Cotter, and let me tell you, sometimes life feels like a roller coaster with an extra dose of turbulence. We all make mistakes, we all stumble, and sometimes those missteps can leave us feeling beat up, stuck in a loop of self-criticism. But guess what? That's where tonight's episode comes in handy, learning to practice self-forgiveness. Ever felt like your inner critic is on a constant loop, replaying every little blunder? You know that feeling when you say something you regret and it echoes in your mind for days? Well, holding on to those negative thoughts can seriously drag down our mental health. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack full of guilt and shame, exhausting, right? But here's the good news. We have the power to change that narrative. Tonight, we're diving into how self-forgiveness can be your secret weapon for a happier, more balanced mind. First things first, let's break down why self-forgiveness is so crucial. It's not about letting ourselves off the hook or minimizing our actions, it's about recognizing that we are human. We make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. Holding on to anger and resentment towards ourselves only creates more suffering. Forgiveness, on the other hand, allows us to release those negative emotions, making space for healing and growth. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Jake. And you're right, it can be a tough journey. But trust me, it's worth it. Think of forgiveness like peeling off layers of an old, worn-out sweater. It might take some effort, but eventually, you'll feel lighter, freer, and ready to put on something new. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start practicing self-forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your mistakes. The first step is admitting that you messed up. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or deny it happened. Be honest with yourself about what went wrong and take responsibility for your actions. 2. Practice compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in a similar situation. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, it doesn't define who you are. Imagine talking to a dear friend who's struggling. You wouldn't be harsh or judgmental, right? 3. Learn from your experiences. Mistakes aren't meant to be roadblocks, they're opportunities for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I avoid making the same mistake in the future? Think of it like a navigation system. Sometimes we take a wrong turn, but that just helps us find a better route next time. 4. Forgive yourself. This is the big one. It's not about forgetting what happened or minimizing its impact. It's about consciously choosing to release the anger and resentment you're holding on to. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It frees you from the burden of the past. 5. Move forward. Once you've forgiven yourself, focus on taking positive action. Set new goals, make amends where necessary, and embrace the opportunity to build a better future for yourself. Think of it like planting a seed. Forgiveness as a fertile ground that allows your growth and potential to blossom. Imagine this. You accidentally spilled coffee all over your new white shirt right before an important meeting. You feel embarrassed, frustrated, even angry at yourself. Now, imagine you immediately stop berating yourself, replaying the moment in your head over and over again. That's self-criticism taking over, making the situation worse. But what if you took a different approach? You could acknowledge that it happened. Okay, I spilled coffee, but then gently remind yourself, it's just a shirt, it happens to everyone. You might even laugh it off and say, well, at least it wasn't tea. This little shift in perspective can make a world of difference. By practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with kindness, you can diffuse the situation and move forward without letting one mistake derail your entire day. So, remember, folks, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our mistakes, extend compassion to ourselves, and choose to move forward with grace. Practice self-forgiveness and watch as you unlock a world of mental clarity, peace, and personal growth. This is Jake Carter signing off. Until tomorrow night, remember to be kind to yourself, you deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.